Oh, this is the exciting time of the morning. Dave Jarvis isn't here, though, to do it.
Well, the music itself is exciting enough. And then for sports fans, any kind of information is exciting as well.
Well, let's talk Ducks, shall we?
I think we shall.
It's been a monumental year for Central Oregon sports as well as the Oregon Ducks. 2011 began with the Ducks playing Auburn in the BCS Bowl for the BCS Championship. All the hype, all the pride, and all the Duck fans made a yellow and green convoy to Arizona to cheer on their beloved Ducks. But the season ended with a 22-19 loss for the U of O.
It was an emotional roller coaster for fans. But then to see Auburn win the game on the last play with a field goal stings.
I guess it was a little disappointing that they weren't as strong and tough.
But the Ducks proved their mettle by bouncing back, winning the 2011 Pac-12 championship, and will play in the Rose Bowl on January 2nd. Central Oregon can boast some very special sports achievements in 2011.
Over the warmer months, our own P-Boys of Summer. I don't know what the P stands for, but the Boys of Summer, the Bend South All-Stars, made history by being the first team from District 5 to play in the regional Little League Finals.
I heard stories of where people were to getting together just to celebrate something that was new and fresh for the community, and we could not be more thankful for all the support we got from everybody.
But the All-Stars lost 7-1 to Huntington Beach, who went on to win the Little League World Series.
And finally, the Mountain View Cougars brought more history to Central Oregon by beating perennial heavyweight Sherwood 14-13 in the Oregon State 5A Football Championships in December.
As the final seconds run it off the clock, the Mountain View Cougars win the 2011 state title, ending Sherwood's run. They hadn't lost since the 2009 semifinals.
And bringing us a little bit more up to date with sports, last night, Portland had another win, as a matter of fact. Gerald Wallace scored 25 points, grabbed 8 rebounds, as the Blazers used a big second half to bury the Kings 101-79. That's a quick look at what's going on with your sports. News Talk 1110, KBN.